Most states have their fair share of strange and outdated laws. It's no different here in Arizona. 74 of the 117 felony laws passed in Arizona since 2011 have never been used to charge anyone. That's 63% of those. This comes from a report released last month by the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission. The report takes a good hard look at all of the felony laws in the state in an effort to clean up the legal system and get rid of extraneous laws. Megan Cassidy is a public safety reporter for the Arizona Republic, and she wrote about this, and she joins us. So, Megan, start by breaking this down for us. What exactly did this report find?
Yeah, more than a third of the felony laws that are on the books in Arizona right now are not used at all. Primarily, this is because people's day-to-day lives change. So, you know, some of the things that, the review from ACJC found was that, you know, there were these kind of big chunks of laws that were put into place several years ago that, you know, maybe were more relevant at the time, but really aren't relevant right now.
Mm-hmm. Give us some examples. What are some of the laws that are out there that just have never been called up?
I'm not sure if they've never been called up, but the way that the review works is they called out the ones that haven't been used in 15 years. So really never been used in a generation. Right. So, you know, some of the more interesting ones kind of fell into groups. So there were a lot of laws surrounding gaming. So like, for instance, it is illegal to remove a racing greyhound's identification device. It's illegal to lie about anything in your application to get a bingo license. So there were, I think at least a dozen, maybe even like closer to 20 of these like types of like gaming laws that are still in the books as felonies, but just police prosecutors never use them.
Right. And you did your own review of these. What, gaming's one of the categories. What other kind of categories do they fall into?
Gaming is one of the categories. You know, some of them that you would even think like, wow, that should really be a law, just really aren't used on a day-to-day basis. So, like, there were a bunch of terrorism laws, actually, that haven't been tapped. And, you know, maybe it's, like, thank goodness, or maybe one of the other things that we're seeing is that there are kind of some duplicative laws. So somebody could be charged with one thing that definitely, you know, that definitely could fit into this one statute, but there is a broader one that maybe police and prosecutors are just more used to using.
Right, right. Why is this? My first thought is politics, right? Like legislators
Sure.
who want to pass laws to satisfy whatever interest group, but those laws never really need to be used.
Definitely. I mean, I think that that's especially what's happening with the more recent laws that
Yeah.
have been put into place. Like I said, terrorism was one. There were several laws that were put on the books in 2011. What some of the lawmakers told me is that there will be kind of this this cause du jour that everybody's talking about. It's in the news, and lawmakers, you know, to no fault of their own, feel like they need to do something about it.
Right.
But, you know, maybe it's not actually something that is a problem going forward. It's just one thing that it happened one time, could be a one-off.
Sure, sure. So does something need to be done about this? There's talk about sort of cleaning it up, right?
There is, yeah. And I think that there is a lot of interest in that. Actually, it's a pretty bipartisan issue. County Attorney Bill Montgomery is on the Criminal Justice Commission. He was one of the people who asked for the study, and he has a pretty strong voice among the lawmakers. And he is he's for having more of a review, cleaning this up, just to make it less confusing for really citizens and for prosecutors. And so I think that there is they probably will be cleaned up in the future, mm-hmm. but there's going to be a lot more review being done. Another thing that the Justice Commission had talked to me about is that they also have to like take these laws and talk to people that are in these industries, you know, talk to people who are in the gaming industry, see if like, is there any chance in the future that you will need this? So, you know, get kind of some of the other people that are in the industries also at the table here.
Yeah, it's like you have to walk a little bit of a tightrope there.
Sure.
So is there a downside to having these kind of laws on the books that nobody uses?
You know, I think that there is. You know, like I said, it does make it a little bit more confusing just for the average citizen to know what is and is not against the law.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things that a police officer told me is just because something isn't being used right now doesn't mean that it couldn't be used in the future. And one thing that isn't mentioned in this report are kind of like the misdemeanor crimes. Mm-hmm. So this same officer was telling me that when he first joined the Phoenix police, that it was still illegal for a couple to cohabitate. if they weren't married.
Technically.
Yeah, technically illegal. Yeah, it was still on the books at that point. So, wow. Yeah, you know, lives changed. You know, people's modern day-to-day lives change. And I think that this is an effort to try to catch up to that.
Right, right. What are the steps to removing these? Does it have to go through a long process?
When I keep talking to them, they just say more review. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, it's going to come down to lawmakers. Mm-hmm. They're the ones with the sole power to revoke these laws.
Megan Cassidy is the public safety reporter for the Arizona Republic. Megan, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.